Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The EU's new e-evidence regulation comes into force tomorrow, which could have a profound impact on Irish service providers. It requires companies to hand over emails, messages and other digital data if requested by police and judicial authorities from anywhere within the EU. The new rules exclude banks from handing over private financial data, but it could mean that many firms will have to be very careful how they store data in future. It'll be especially onerous here in Ireland because many of the servers where this important data are housed in this country. And Jake O'Sullivan is a forensic partner with Deloitte Advisory and is on the line. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us a little bit more about what this electronic evidence rule is.
So it's actually all hands on deck this week, Joe. It's been a long time coming, really, in terms of companies preparing for this thing. But essentially, in an age of quite complex digital regulation across the EU, this is, at least on the face of it, one of the more simple ones where law enforcement agencies and judicial authorities across the EU will be able to request service providers to produce or preserve specific electronic evidence within very tight timelines. So as short as 10 days for standard requests and 8 hours for urgent requests. So quite stringent requirements.
Okay. Now, when you say service providers, what do you mean? Do you mean ISP, internet service providers, or do you mean telecoms companies only, or is it much wider than that?
So it is quite wide. It's broadly, so the Irish government has issued some guidance recently, which distains it into three areas. So essentially one is in terms of electronic communication services. So if you look at Ireland, an easy example, that would be your big tech companies and telecommunications companies. Secondly would be internet domain and IP numbering services. So essentially companies that provide access to the internet for specific companies. And then finally, other information society services that enable users to communicate with each other or essentially store or process data on behalf of users. So simply that could be companies such as gaming, gambling or online marketplaces. So it will touch quite a range of organizations.
Okay, and what kind of data are we talking about? Will they be looking for your IP address? Could they be looking for your email address, your home address?
So it comes down to three categories of data. So subscriber data, content data, and traffic data is what's essentially in the regulation. But if you look at it more simply for an organization, you might consider for a law enforcement agency that's conducting a criminal investigation, do you hold data that could be relevant to that investigation? So naturally, things like communication, location data, IP address data are all things that are frequently requested as part of those types of investigations. But naturally, as we live in a world that's more and more digital, that those categories of data are growing. So as we see more organizations are coming into scope for regulations such as this.
Okay. And how do you prevent frivolous searches by a judge in Slovenia or Tallinn?
So essentially, it's one of the positives of the regulation for the service providers is that essentially there's a common process across the EU. So a particular judicial authority in a particular EU state will need to get that signed by a judge. And then it will go through a decentralized system whereby in Ireland, for example, it would go through an authority which has been set up in Dublin under the Department of Justice. And they will essentially transmit that request through to the service provider. So there are some more guardrails in place, whereas in the past, these types of requests could come to service providers where they may have had to perform additional checks themselves to verify the authenticity of it.
Okay, how long back can they go? In other words, can they go back 10 years, 15 years?
So essentially, there's no set timeline in terms of when the data can go, or the request, how far back it can go. Essentially, it comes down to whether the organization has access to this data. So obviously within things like GDPR, there are requirements for organizations to preserve data for certain periods. But then on the other hand, there are requirements for organizations not to preserve data for longer than they need to, essentially, right? So that would mean that, look, some of this data, if we were looking back too far, organizations wouldn't hold it, and therefore they could submit a grounds for refusal in terms of the request. But if they have the data, or there's a potential that they have the data, there is an obligation on them to search for that data and ultimately provide it or preserve it based on the request.
Okay. What if they can't find the data? Is there any sanction, or will they be accused of contempt if they don't produce emails and IP addresses, etc.?
So if they can't find it, Joe, it comes under the grounds for refusal. It's not something they have access to. However, as part of the regulation and the enforcement of that regulation, one of the areas is not providing data that you have access to. And that could be, naturally, it could be intentional, which you would obviously prefer not to see in such an important regulation like this. But in other cases, it could be actually organizations have access to the data, but they don't have the mechanisms in place to respond within the very strict timelines, and therefore they could be found to be non-compliant.
Okay, and what's your advice to companies?
Well, really, it's to look inwards for a start and consider, look, am I a company that could be within the bounds of this regulation? Do I provide electronic communication services? Do I store or hold data on behalf of users across the EU that would cover things like content data, traffic data, subscriber data? All those things mean that you could be in scope. And if that's the case, simply I'd ask myself as an organization, could I respond to one of these orders within 8 hours? And if that's a no or a maybe, then really there's some work that would probably need to be done from an operational perspective to make sure that you don't fall victim of these significant fines.
Thanks very much, Jake, for telling us more about this e-evidence legislation, which comes into force tomorrow. That's Jake O'Sullivan, forensic partner with Deloitte Advisors.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.